I don't. I never stopped drinking milk. I don't know why.
Wow. If I drink milk, boy, we'll all be in trouble.
All right. That's a good way to end it. Drink milk or don't. Up to you. TTFN.
Ta-ta for now.
9, 2, 9.
The game?
Yeah.
No, don't touch.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Jared Smith, starting in soccer. Atlanta United getting ready to travel out to New York for a battle of the top teams in the Eastern Conference this weekend. Five Stripes moved on to the round of 16 in the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday night, though, with a 3-0 victory over the Charleston Battery, taking a bit of a break from league play. Powder Springs native Andrew Carlton scored his first competitive goal with the first team. Said he was happy with how the team settled down after a shaky start.
You know, I thought we came out a little bit slow, me especially. But I think as the game went on, you know, we all settled down and settled into the game. And I thought the final three quarters of the game, we played really, really well. We created some chances, and they didn't really have, you know, too much, had a chance off a corner. And other than that, I thought we were organized defensively.
Atlanta plays Chicago Fire in the round of 16 Wednesday, June 20th. As far as league play goes, they're back in action this weekend. Atlanta and New York kick off Saturday at 12:30. You can hear all the action right here on 92.9 The Game. Moving over to baseball, Braves were off Thursday as they continue their West Coast swing. Atlanta dropped 2 of 3 games in San Diego, including a 3-1 loss Wednesday afternoon. Braves start a weekend series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers Friday night. First pitch is set for 10-10. Finally, in the finals, Warriors on the cusp of the third NBA title in 4 seasons after a 110-102 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday night. Golden State going for the sweep.
My name is D-Nice. My name is D-Nice. Been taking out your suckers, and you don't know how I did it.
Tonight, The Game. Welcome to the program. Sports Hour, Dwayne Walker's on the air. Great Pat Man, ooh, is producing tonight's program. Oh, it's dwindling down. If I were to tell you what the boys are doing here in the bullpen, you wouldn't believe me. We're actually watching the closing of the NHL finals between Las Vegas and the Washington Capitals. And the Capitals are on the verge of doing something that they've never done before. And that's garner a world championship as a hockey organization. Oh, my goodness, it's getting intense. All right, so we have a big show coming up. We'll be with you until the next 3 hours, until 2 a.m. What will we be talking about? Well, of course, NBA basketball, NBA finals going on. Golden State Warriors with a commanding 3-0 lead. And obviously the next question is, well, where will LeBron James end up? Because you know he ain't staying in Cleveland. Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about this whole Terrell Owens thing. Did you hear about this? Terrell Owens is, I'll explain a little bit later as far as why he will not be attending, at least now, the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies in which he's supposed to be enshrined this upcoming August or this upcoming summer. So we'll definitely talk about that. Plus, oh, the whole Jerry Colangelo Jr. saga story has officially come to an end, maybe. Talk about that before the end of the hour as well. So we want you to keep it right here on the flagship station for your Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta United FC Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so where do we start? Well, as we always do, you know, first 15 minutes of the program, I get some stuff off my chest. You know what I'm saying? Going through everyday life can sometimes be a challenge. So some of the things, for example, the front of my mind, I got to cut the lawn. Is it me or does it seem like the lawn just grows back just as quickly as you cut it? It seems like within days. So that's what's on my mind. I don't want to hear my wife nagging me about cutting the grass. So I think that's what I'm going to do the first thing tomorrow when I get up. Yep. And then from there, folks, the weekend really begins. And so going to get a couple of things done. It is tis the season. I'm going to be doing some college visits. Should be kind of cool. Some Ivy League college visits. Princeton and Penn are on the table. And so those should be really, really cool visits. Can't wait to take
the young one up there to see what the academia is like. Now, I realize what you're saying. Hey, they're not in school right now, but get an opportunity to tour the campus and enjoy some of the camps that are going on up there. It'll be a fantastic time. Hey, listen, before I forget, I need to give you some numbers. 404-741-0929. That is the number to get in contact with the program. Also, you can reach me on Twitter. Well, let me give the station Twitter first. It's at 929TheGame. All right? Oh, my goodness gracious. It is not over yet. There's still 0.6 seconds remaining in the game. But it's over for all intents and purposes. Alex Ovechkin, oh my goodness, he will capture his first ever world title. The Snaggertooth one, the number eight, the great eight, is going to be a world champion. How about that? So that obviously leads to my next question. With all these other cities garnering their first ever championships, when will our city of Atlanta, get one, get another one? Now, we do have one to our credit. I mean, you know, the Braves did it back in the 90s, but talking about what have you done for me lately? And, you know, oh, my goodness. All right, so Alex Ovechkin, the game is over. Final score, 4-3, Capitals beat Las Vegas. And Alex Ovechkin comes off the bench, and he just says, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Well, believe it, because the Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions. Why am I talking about hockey down here in the deep, deep South? Well, because I'm a hockey fan, and if I'm not going to talk about it now during the NHL Finals, when else can I talk about it? I mean, I really only talked about the last 2 minutes of the season, in essence. I mean, can people really get upset about that? And what's amazing, now, what kind of job can you have down here in the South where everyone is, like, glued to the television watching the hockey? I mean, the bunker mentality staff, they're over there in the bunker watching it. Greg Patman, and I, we're sitting here looking at the monitors, watching it. Oh, yeah. This is fantastic. Because you know what? The Capitals were actually losing this game in the third period until brother Smith Pelly scored the game-tying goal with a little over 10 minutes to play. And then the Caps went on to score the game winner. I want to say there's something like, what was it, like 3 or 4 minutes left on the game clock? Was it 3 or 4 minutes, Patman? 6 minutes left? Oh, yeah, but it's over now. Wow.
I'm just glad it wasn't the Flyers.
You're glad it wasn't the Flyers?
As a Penguins fan, I don't like the Caps, so.
Why not? We're going to have a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about Philadelphia tonight, too. I don't know if I mentioned that, but I talked about LeBron. Did I say where I thought LeBron was going? Did I talk about that?
You're not allowed to tell him yet.
Oh, okay. Then I won't leak that thing. Did I talk about Carson Wentz yet? You know, he's been working. Oh, okay. Then I won't talk about that yet either. So we got a lot of. Did I talk about UPenn? I did mention that. So we have like a lot of Philadelphia tie-ins. We're gonna have fun tonight. That's what I just want to have fun. All right. Now, since the Washington Capitals have won the Stanley Cup, I'm gonna ask you a question straight up, and I want you to answer me honestly. How is it that the Washington Capitals are going to get an invite to the White House, but the Golden State Warriors, who are going to win the NBA championship, are not going to get an invite to the White House? How about the Minnesota Lynx, who won the WNBA championship again? How they didn't get an invite to the White House? How come the Washington Capitals are going to get an invite to the White House? Oh, wait. Because they're in Washington. Because of the Russian play. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, that's funny. Hey, Alex Ovechkin, he's going to have his own. Let me stop. It's 10 minutes after the hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to Sports Wrap with Dwayne Watt. It's amazing to me how this stuff is all playing out, all right? How ironic is it that the Capitals win the Stanley Cup? How ironic is that the White House, you know they're going to extend that invitation to them, right? Yet, he doesn't extend it to the Lynx, the WNBA, or the Golden State Warriors. And I'm going to tell you that's really twisted on my end, all right? Subconsciously, why doesn't it bother me? Or why does it bother me? Oh, I can't. Can I get into that story? I guess I can kind of talk about it a little bit. Why does it bother me that Terrell Owens, I don't know if you guys heard this story, but Terrell Owens has said that he does not plan on attending the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies, and that would be like a first of its kind. So why does that bother me? Yet it doesn't bother me that the players in the NBA have decided, even if they were invited, they would not attend the White House ceremonies. So I'm still trying to grapple that with my, you know, in my mind. I wanted to be upset with Terrell for not wanting to go because you're talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is a really, really big deal. But we'll get into it a little bit later because I think I've softened my stance on that, and I'll tell you why. And maybe you can help me work it out as well. All right? Wow, this is just, it's just amazing to witness Ovechkin. And those of you that don't know who Alex Ovechkin is, longtime NHL All-Star, he's been grinding it out for several years now, and to see him capture his first cup is like truly amazing. Greg Patton, a Penguins fan, is shaking his head because he can't believe it. Because you got to realize that the Pittsburgh Penguins were always a Washington Capitol killer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Pat.
This is not Ray Bourque, though. Ray Bourque is like the moment, like if you're a hockey fan, that you saw a guy who toiled forever to win a championship.
But the difference is, though, he toiled in Boston for several years. He had to go out to Colorado and get a magnificent goaltending performance by Patrick Roy, or Roy. I think he pronounced it Roy, but the man's name is R-O-Y, so I call him Patty Roy.
Ray Bourque played for a high scorer's life, 18 years when he won his Stanley Cup. Ovechkin finally did, for those who are not hockey fans, yes, it was like the Bulls and Pistons.
Yeah.
Eventually, they finally got over, but the Penguins won a lot.
Yeah. Two I can remember. Well, I'm talking about the ones that involving your boy right here. All right, so check this out. All right. We're going to get back to the NBA Finals here right quick, and we're going to answer this question when we come back. Why is LeBron James going to be the story, even if the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship, which many of us expect them to do on Friday, if not in Game 5? But what is going on here, if you're a basketball fan, if you truly know basketball, is no surprise whatsoever. And some people are, you know, fit to be tied about it because the same two teams for the last 4 years are in the finals. But I assure you that will not happen next season because LeBron James is going to be making a change. He's not going to stay in Cleveland. But where will he go? That's the ultimate question if you were to ask me. Where will LeBron end up? You know what I'm saying? So we'll answer that question a little bit later in the hour. But first, why is LeBron the story and Golden State so much not, right? Where it's pretty much a given. And I can't wait to answer those questions because a lot of what goes on in sports, in life, all has to do with just feelings and natural reactions. And sometimes I think people go really deep into what's going on instead of just taking it for what it is and looking at it logically and asking yourself, if you were in that exact same situation, what would you do? So when we ask the question, why is LeBron the story, and Golden State, who's on the verge of winning the third championship in 4 years, isn't so much? And why is it that a player on a losing team is the focus, really when you think about it, is the main focus, which is the big story to come out of all of this? Why is that? Man, I have a fascinating response to that, and it's just indicative of how we are as a society today and what it is that we yearn for and how being a champion isn't necessarily celebrated anymore unless it's your first time. And everybody remembers their first time. Patton, you remember your first time, man? You remember? I remember my first time. First time what? Oh, you fill in the blank. When we come back, I'm going to answer that question, man. Why is LeBron the big story and Golden State is not? Next, you listen to Sports Drop with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Russian Alex O wins his first Stanley
Cup, Devontae Smith Pelly scores a game tying goal, but already says he ain't going to the White House. And do you realize you're about to do a game in Yankee Stadium?
Pat, man, how long before we come back? I'm texting Mike Conti.
We back.
We're back right now? All right. Sports Radio 92.9 again. Welcome back to the program. Oh, just texting Mike Conti here on my personal cell phone. Why? Now, I got to admit something. I realize that I have a, you know, kind of like a little twisted sense of humor and stuff like that. But what's going on here is just it's truly amazing to me. And I'm about to send this text to to Mike Conti, because I'm sure he can appreciate this, because he's a hockey enthusiast coming from the Pennsylvania area. But I know, Jill, we're going to talk. I'm going to answer these questions about LeBron James and why it's a story, et cetera, et cetera. But you'll see how it ties in a second. So I just formulating this text to Mike Conti, who does the play-by-play for Atlanta United FC, because we are the broadcast home for the soccer club. I have here Russian Alex O wins his first Stanley Cup. Devontae Smith-Pelly scores the game-tying goal, but has already said he ain't going to the White House. And do you realize you're about to do a game in Yankee Stadium? This is what I'm sending to Mike Conti. I just love Patman. I love how this is all playing out, man. Do you, like, get it? Russian Alex Ovechkin. And by the way, he wins the Conn Smythe in the NHL Finals. He scored a goal tonight. And you don't see how this is all playing out in Washington? You know a White House invitation is going to be sent out to the Washington Capitals to come. You follow what I'm saying? But meanwhile, you got these other sports teams who don't get an invite. This is just like, this is a part of the reason why LeBron James is the story, even though he's on the losing team, or will be on the losing team, because Golden State is obviously on the verge of winning their third NBA title in 4 years. But why is it the story? Because I guess we're just all fascinated with not the obvious. You know what I'm saying? We're fascinated from the other perspective, the one that people are going to talk about. You know, I can already see this playing out. There'll be a phone call tomorrow that'll be done for the media, I'm sure, if not tonight, where the owner of the Washington Capitals will be called, Ted Leonis, and they'll all celebrate and talk about, you know, how wonderful it was and bringing the first Stanley Cup to this, you know, Washington, D.C., et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I could just see how it's all playing out. And then meanwhile, you got a brother that scores the game. I said it. You got a brother that scored the game tying goal to put the Capitals in a position to come back against Las Vegas, because they were trailing in the third stanza by a score of 3-2. And then Devontae Smith-Pelly scores the game tying goal with a little over 10 minutes to play in the third period. Oh, but he's already said, man, if the Capitals win the Stanley Cup, he ain't going to the White House. So this is like crazy, man. And then I the whole Terrell Owens things I'm talking about earlier, about how he's skipping the Hall of Fame award ceremony, the one that he was enshrined to. This is like unbelievable stuff that's going out, that's playing out right in front of our eyes. All right, welcome back to the program. Anyway, Sports Rapper Dwayne Walker will be with you until 2 o'clock. And going into the break, I said I would answer the question about why is LeBron the big story and Golden State not so much. Well, here's the reason why. Golden State winning, or being on the verge of winning their third world championship in 4 years, is absolutely positively no surprise. Immediately after last year's victory, we fast-forwarded, like, as soon as the game was over, and said, well, guess what? The same thing's going to happen again next year with the same two teams involved in the finals, and lo and behold, it happened again. If you know basketball, you know how it plays out, because it's based on talent and potential and execution and just seeing what the goings-ons is. The Golden State Warriors have the best collection of players together on one team, maybe ever assembled, while the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have the best player on the earth. And wherever he goes,
a conference champ, well, I should say a Eastern Conference championship will follow. That's just the bottom line of it. I know it. You know it. Everybody else knows it, even if you try to deny it. Okay? So that's why LeBron is the big story, because everyone wants to anticipate where his next move is going to be. You know he's not going to remain in Cleveland. I'll tell you when it all changed, though. Obviously, when LeBron James back in 2010 or whenever it was, when he decided to go down to Miami to give it a go with the Miami Heat because he was in search of his first championship, he was in Kevin Durant mode. He realized that he wasn't going to get it done in Cleveland the way the team was presently, or the way the team was constructed. So he opted to leave. There's nothing wrong with a man saying, hey, look, I need to go to get this championship. And here again, I'm gonna apply some human nature here, okay? And we've seen this happen time and time and time again. How many times have we seen an athlete excel and in his hometown, he can't really get no love? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that big time love. A lot of times you have to go, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a professional athlete. It could be any profession where you don't get that respect you feel like you deserve in your own hometown or notoriety. And you have to actually leave and go somewhere else to be celebrated. And I'm talking about some of the greats of the greats. I've been fascinated here recently. Let me do a quick stop set here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 11:30 here on the flagship station of our Atlanta Falcons, Hawks, United FC, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're listening to Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker. There have been a number of iconic personalities in sports, in entertainment, and even in everyday life, who've been the biggest names in the game who could not get any love here at home. I'll give you a quick example. Patton, are you a Jimi Hendrix fan? Do you know who Jimi Hendrix was? Out of Seattle, all right, out of Washington. Was he not, in your opinion, one of the most gifted guitarists ever to play a guitar?
He's top five almost on everybody's guitar greatest player list, at least.
At least top five.
At least top five.
Who's ahead of him? Who gives me a give me?
Oh, you're going to get into the Eric Claptons, the Jimmy Pages.
Wait. Eric Clapton is behind. Hold on. Eric Clapton is behind Jimi Hendrix. I mean, everybody knows that.
Body of work.
Huh?
Body of work and what they have done for the industry. It goes further than exactly.
You've made my point. So who did you just say?
Clapton.
Eric Clapton, right? Eric Clapton is LeBron James. Jimi Hendrix is Michael Jordan. It's all about that body work. But here's my point. Listen, England claims Jimi Hendrix as their guy because that's where he got famous. Do you follow what I'm saying? Jimi Hendrix had to literally come back to the States, and he did like one of those festivals out in California, I believe.
Monterey,
is that where it was? Monterey?
Monterey's his most famous of them. He did Woodstock as well. But know who he opened for, right, in America?
Who did he open for in America? Give me an ABC. I want a choice. Can I have a – could you just give me a
– They had a TV show.
The Partridge Family? No. Wait, hold on a second. I want you to – could you do me up an ABC? I'll get it. I just need an ABC. You just got to cook up an ABC. I need a multiple choice. Could you do that for your boy, man?
I'm trying to think of enough shows from that era that had music in terms of.
Well, I'm gonna erase that from my mind. You just come up with three. Just come up with three different joints, or three or four. It doesn't matter. And I'm gonna try to guess what based off multiple choice. You know, I'm in
A. Happy Days.
All right.
B.
Happy Days.
B. The Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
C. Batman the 60s series.
Batman the 60s series. Now, if I were to guess. And you know why I'm into the I'm into this multiple choice thing? It's because my daughter's taking her ACTs, just SAT last week and ACT. So we're trying to just narrow out things based on the information that's given. All right. So I'm gonna use some context clues. That's what I was looking for in your ABC. And one of them you said Happy Days, then you said The Monkees, and then the last one you said was What was the last one you said?
Batman the TV series.
Batman the TV series. Now, I'm going to tell you which one I'm going to lean towards because I don't necessarily know the answer. I'm going to go with the Monkees only because I know the former guitar player with the Monkees actually ended up being Jimi Hendrix's manager or one of his managers and who was responsible for bringing him over to England for the very first time. And by the way, Jimi Hendrix performed the very first night he got over to England. So I'm just going to say he opened for the Monkees.
It is, and the other person he opened for?
Say it again.
It is the Monkees.
It is the Monkees.
And the other person he opened for that's hilarious when you think about it?
I need a multiple choice.
The
I
Who.
Told you. Huh? Who?
The Who.
Who? Oh, the Who. With Peter Townsend? That Who?
The other guitar player that era.
And by the way, all these guys would come over. I guess they were the English equivalent to the Rat Pack, but guitarist style.
Jimi Hendrix and Pete Townsend and Jimmy Page would basically go, who's going on first, basically?
Right.
And would stare at the other one off stage while they were playing back then. It was trash talk from a guitar standpoint.
Wow. Dude, how do we go from NHL hockey to NBA finals to Jimi Hendrix talk? I don't know. It's kind of crazy. All right, let me get back on point before I get a phone call here. All right, so listen. Why is LeBron James a story? What's the music for? The segment's over? Golly. All right, well, I got to continue on with LeBron James because I have to now tell you where LeBron James is going. Remember, I'm the guy that told you that he would leave Miami and go back to Cleveland to win a championship. And everybody's like, he ain't going back to Cleveland. He left Cleveland. Championship? What championship to Cleveland? I told you, man, I have a gift. I'm going to share this next gift with you when we return. You are listening to Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Don't know why you're playing the Patriots. You just can't have mistakes. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, when you're able to either force a miscue on them, you have to be able to capitalize, and then you have to be so in tune and razor sharp and focused every single possession. You can't have miscommunication. You can't have laws. You can't have my faults or my bads and things like that because they're going to make you pay.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. That was LeBron James talking about the goings-ons as it relates to his current series. His Cleveland Cavaliers find themselves trailing. 3-0 in the NBA Finals. Game 4 will happen tonight. I'm sorry, tomorrow night. What's today? Today's Thursday. Friday. Friday night, right? Yeah, Friday night. With a chance to... Golden State has a chance to sweep the Cleveland Cavaliers. And getting ahead of the story, basically everyone wants to know when this series ends. And anything short of a Cleveland Cavalier miracle comeback. LeBron James is set to exit stage left. I think we could all agree with that that's going to happen, right? It's imperative. Why? Because we know LeBron James is about winning championships. That's his goal. He wants to win as many as possible. He's chasing Michael Jordan's shadow. But whether or not he realizes it, he's really already there. He's neck and neck with Jordan, if you ask me. That being said, where is he going to go? Where is he going to land? All right? And if you'd like to weigh in on this, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. 404-741-0929. But if you don't, trust me, I got it. All right. When you take a look at the Eastern Conference, all right, if you're – and when I figure this out, and when I talk to myself about this and deciding where I think he's going to go, all has to do with human nature. Okay, if you're LeBron James, you're going to leave Cleveland. Why? Because you're upset, number one, with management, with the owner. What triggered this new deal after they apparently made up? You remember when the owner, Gilbert, took out the full page ad and said that LeBron James would never win a championship, but he went down to Miami, won a couple of them. So LeBron James let bygones be bygones and came back to Cleveland to win a title for his beloved state of Ohio, right? And city, Cleveland, although he's from Akron. All right, so check this out. Does anyone remember last year? Yeah, just this past year, when their owner, when the Cleveland Cavaliers owner took a picture at the White House, all right, with, I forget what sports team it was. Does anybody know, you know what sports team that was that Cavaliers owner took at the White House last, although the Cleveland Cavaliers had nothing to do with it, their owner took a picture, like it was like an impromptu picture. He like walks in on a walked in on a ceremony and took a picture with a sports team. It may have been was it the Eagles? I don't know. I'll research that. But anyway, I think that's what really triggered. And at that moment, LeBron James was like, oh, I'm up out of here. I'm raising up. All right, so where will he land? Here are his options, or most people in their opinions what his options could be. All right. Let's first take a look at the Western Conference. All right. I know there's been some talk about LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors. All right. What sense would that make? The Golden State Warriors don't need LeBron James to win another championship. And besides, the league would never approve that deal. The league would never approve LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors like they are constructed right now. There's no way that would happen. And I don't think the competitiveness in LeBron James would do that, even though I know he's in search and you know, he wants to win titles. But he's smart enough to recognize he has to leave to join forces with someone else. So who is that someone else? What team is that someone else? When you look in the Western Conference, could it be L.A.? You know, his wife likes L.A. They've got property out in L.A. But the Lakers as constructed right now, could he lead them to the promised land immediately, as in next season? Next season! And I think, if we're all being basketball fans, could he lead them to the finals? Perhaps. But would that team as constructed in Los Angeles be enough to get them past the Golden State Warriors? And I say the answer is no. So then I guess another obvious choice would be the Houston Rockets. You got James Harden. You got Chris Paul. You've got the young man playing center, Capella. That would seem like a nice fit, right? Yeah, but I don't know. You got Chris Paul and James Harden. James Harden, who's ball dominant and who left OKC in the first place trying to get away from guys that handled the ball way more than him because he was the third fiddle on OKC's team, and he left to escape that type of environment. So although Houston would be nice, and I think they'd be formidable, obviously, against the Golden State Warriors, I just don't see LeBron James making that move. I don't see James Harden being in favor of making that move. So in essence, I don't see that happening. And besides, if I'm LeBron James, I want the Houston Rockets to keep getting better, no problem. I want the Houston Rockets to take care of my business for me and knock off the Golden State Warriors in the West. So the least path of resistance for LeBron James to win another title, all right, get into an NBA final, would be on the eastern side of things, right where he's at. Now, if he stayed in Cleveland, of course, they would get to the finals again, and they would lose again to the Golden State Warriors, right? Unless he had some help there. But he don't want no help there. Because I don't think anybody's coming to Cleveland anyway. All right? You saw what Kyrie Irving did. Kyrie Irving got the you-know-what out of there after winning a championship. All right? So where did Kyrie Irving go? Kyrie Irving went to Boston. So I guess he would say, hey, LeBron James would be a good fit in Boston. Not with Kyrie Irving, he wouldn't. Kyrie Irving would have a cow if LeBron James followed him to Boston. He just would. And quiet is kept. Do the Boston Celtics really even need Kyrie Irving to get over the hump to get to the finals, right? So how about the Milwaukee Bucks in the East, where they've got the Greek Freak, they've got a new coach in our former coach, Mike Budenholzer, not enough firepower and young ammunition up in Milwaukee to get the job done. All right. So there's only one obvious team, and it's not the Toronto Raptors. He's not going up there and, you know, getting no funny money up in Toronto. Right? The only logical answer, where LeBron James could go in and make an immediate impression, not that he, I mean, not that he has to, he's LeBron James, but where he can win over the youngsters, a very talented roster, all right, that has the capabilities of winning it all next year with him running with those boys. The answer is clear. The Philadelphia 76ers. All the producers back there shaking his head vehemently, Why, Pat, man? Why do you think I'm wrong? You're the same guy. Were you the same guy that said he wouldn't go back to Cleveland when he was in Miami, and I said he would go back to Cleveland?
Oh, no, I was never that guy. I always believe in moving to greener pastures in terms of your career when you can.
Yeah.
And that was like – Miami was like college for him since he didn't have – he didn't have college.
So why don't you see LeBron James in Philadelphia? I see him there. With
Embiid. The Colangelo stuff that happened, I think, opens the door for it. Because I didn't think it was going to happen because in my...
Hey, man.
In my opinion...
Give away our tees, man.
No. In my opinion, it's simply this. You slow Ben Simmons down if you bring LeBron in.
No, you don't.
And Ben Simmons will be one of the three best players in this league within the next 2 years.
But check this out, though. What about the gap ability? Or not gap ability, but what about the age differential? Those guys are like 10, 12 years difference in age. You follow what I'm saying? Your boy's not going to be playing forever. This could get Ben Simmons on the road of winning multiple championships by joining forces with LeBron James now. I think the younger generation who appreciates LeBron James's game would love to join forces with him. Why? Because he all but ensures that they will be in the NBA Finals. They will win. They will be the best team in the Eastern Conference, and they will head to the big show. They will be in the NBA Finals again. Wherever LeBron James ends up in the East, will be in the NBA Finals again next year. I know it. You know it. Everybody else knows it. Let's be real about this thing.
I'm being real from the standpoint of we're at the point in LeBron's career, as great as he is, there are four or five teams where if you put him there right now, it's not the best move. Every other team who's just trying to sell tickets and is trying to get even to a modicum of a championship level
should pick him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be trying to sign him.
So where are the bad choices? And you consider Philadelphia a bad choice? Man, you crazy. What are the other bad choices? What are the other bad choices?
San Antonio.
Okay.
What happens with Kawhi?
I'm not going to.
Whatever happens there could open the door.
Listen,
okay.
Check this out, man. I don't envision LeBron James going anywhere in the West because he's still going to have to compete against the Golden State Warriors. If he meets the almighty Golden State Warriors, he wants it to be in a NBA final situation, not a conference final situation. Yeah, I know. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And it doesn't matter if you play in the first round or the last round, the second round or the final round. Oh, no. It makes a difference, dude. 404-741-0929. Listen, all this Washington stuff, Capitals winning the cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wherever LeBron James goes, all right, and where I think he's going to go, the president will not be there.